Well, kids, now it's time to play a little Celebrity Jeopardy in Washington, D.C. Alex, why don't you introduce the categories for us today?
First off, we have crossword clues with the letter D. Each correct response will begin with that letter. Next, we have capital thinkers. Meet the parents. We want you to name the parent company. A, you should be in a ballet. Gross national products. And finally, a little bit of everything in potpourri.
Thank you, Alex. Now, why don't you take a effing hike, because I never liked you. Tucker, you're in last place. You go first.
May I have capital thinkers for 400, please?
If this senator owned a Volkswagen, he probably would have been president by now. Bob Woodward.
Who is Edward Kennedy?
Correctamundo. Pick again.
Capital thinkers for 800.
Though he was once in the KKK, this senator is the only senator fighting the BFEE. Bob Woodward again.
Who is Senator Bob Byrd?
Correct. Pick again, Bob.
Capital thinkers for 1200.
This snot-nosed little rich kid deserted his post during wartime and remained drunk for a year and a half. Bob Woodward again.
Who is Senator John McCain?
No. Peggy? Tucker? You want to ring in on this one? The correct answer was George W. Bush.
Capital thinkers for 1600.
This bastard from Tennessee used to kidnap and murder cats while in college. Bob.
Who is Senator Bill Frist?
You are correct. Pick again, Bob.
Capital thinkers for 2000.
This senator from Vermont is a rubber stamp for Bush and will okay any Nazi that Bush sends up for confirmation, and his only decent work the last 5 years was in a Batman movie. Bob.
Who is Senator Jeffords?
No. How about you, Piggy, or Bowtie Boy?
Who is Senator Leahy?
You are correct. And with that big score, you're only 7,000 in the hole. Pick again, Tucker.
May I have Meet the Parents for 400, please?
CBS, Blockbuster, and Simon & Schuster. Piggy.
What is God Bless America?
No, Piggy. And I must say, that's about the stupidest question anyone's ever given to an answer on Jeopardy. But because we feel sorry for you, we're going to let you pick again, Piggy.
Potpourri for 400.
Some people think we should replace the Star Spangled Banner with this song by Irving Berlin because it's easier to sing. Piggy.
Who is Viacom?
Piggy, I think you've been cheating. You've been giving the right questions to the wrong answers. Do you know George Will? Last person to be correct was Tucker.
Potpourri for 1200, please.
Since he stole the election, Bunny Pants has been engaged in this psychological lying to himself that sounds a lot like a river in Egypt. Tucker.
What is the Nile?
Correctamundo. Pick again, Tucker.
Potpourri for 1600, please.
Name some Spanish Pacific islands that Bush cannot find with a map, a magnifying glass, a globe, and 2 hours. Tucker.
What are the Philippines?
Correct again, Tucker. That brings you to only $2,000 in the hole. Pick again.
Potpourri for 2000, please.
Where does the United States print its currency? Bob.
What is the U.S. Mint?
No, you moron. I said print its currency. What's wrong with you? Piggy.
What is the U.S. Bureau of Engraving?
Close. It's engraving and printing, but we're going to give it to you because you're still negative 4,000. Select.
Thank you. Crossword clues D for 400.
If Bush is twice as stupid as a normal idiot, what does that make him? Tucker.
What is a double?
Correct. He is a double idiot. Pick again, Tucker.
Gross national products for 400, please.
When Reagan tried to sign an arms treaty in Reykjavik, Iceland, Nancy wouldn't let him because the stars weren't lined up right. But with which country was he attempting to sign this treaty? Tucker.
What is Russia?
Correct. Pick again, Tucker.
Gross national products for 800, please.
Right after he left office, Reagan went to this country and earned $6 million for giving two speeches that he didn't even write. And here's another clue. Poppy Bush threw up all over the premiere. Tucker again.
What is Japan?
Correct. Pick again, Tucker.
Gross national products for 1600.
Name a country in the British Isles that George W. Bush has not been drunk in. Piggy.
What is Scotland?
Yes. Pick again, Piggy.
Meet the Parents for 800.
They own Epic Records, Columbia Pictures, and Michael Jackson's original nose. The parent company is Sony. Pick again, Piggy.
Meet the Parents for 1200.
DC Comics, MapQuest, and every whore at CNN. Bob.
What is Time Warner?
Correct, Bob, and you know a little bit about that, don't you? Pick again.
Meet the Parents for $1,600?
This evil global corporation paid Tim Russert to call the 2000 election early for the unelected usurper Bush. Tucker.
What is General Electric?
Yes, pick again, Tucker.
You should be in a ballet for $400.
It's usually pink, and the Senate Democrats put one on every time Bush invades another country for no damn reason. Tucker.
What is a tutu?
Yes, and they look damn silly wearing it. Pick again, Tucker.
You should be in a ballet for $800.
Oh, this is one for the extra stupid. In what lake does the swan live? Piggy.
What is Swan Lake?
Yes, Piggy, and we are so proud of you. Pick again.
You should be in a ballet for $1,200.
His first name was Frankie. He played the retarded bartender on the old Jackie Gleason show. Bob Woodward.
Who is Fontaine?
Yes, and that was a damn funny bit Jackie used to do. Pick again, Bob.
Meet the Parents for $2,000.
These bastards own the ABC network, and they're doing everything they can to prevent Michael Moore from telling us the truth about 9/11. Bow Tie Boy.
What is Disney?
Yes, and what an un-American thing it is for those bastards at Disney to do. Pick again, Tucker.
Crossword clues D for $800, please.
Her real name is Ann Coulter, but she got this nickname for going down on every first date. Piggy.
Who is Deep Throat?
Correct, and she's so good at it, I hear, but I've never had any of that myself. What about you, Bob? You ever had any of that?
How much do I get if I answer?
Okay, well, that's the end of the game. Now it's time for Final Jeopardy. Today's Final Jeopardy category is impeachment. And here is your final answer. This crazy bastard dressed up like the Pirates of Penzance so he could help Three-Finger Scalia illegally try to remove the best elected president the United States has ever had. You have 30 seconds. Okay, time is up. Pens down. Pens down, Tucker. Tucker, put your damn pen... Tucker, pull that pen out of his hand. You cheating bastard. All right, first we go to Bob Woodward. Bob, what did you have written down? Rehnquist, you are correct, Bob. Your total was 1,000. You now have 2,000. Let's check with you, Piggy. What did you have? Linda Ronstadt. What the... Woman, how stupid are you? You think Linda Ronstadt had... No, forget it. All right, Tucker, what did you write, and then rewrite, and then rewrite after the bell had rung? George Washington Carver? You idiot. Well, you two lost. Looks like Bob Woodward is our big winner today, and thank you for watching Jeopardy! They say J-Lo is engaged... Again. She no longer is wearing the giant pink diamond that Ben gave her. Now she's got a giant square white diamond on her hand from Mark Anthony. It's just so sad. A lot of times people, they see a movie star or a rock star and they say, oh, I would give anything to be that person. But think of the hell someone like Britney Spears or J-Lo or... And God forbid, Michael Jackson, all these big stars that are so beautiful and so rich. You know, I'm never going to know what it's like to have the number one movie in the world, and I'm never going to know what it's like to have the number one record, the top of the charts, etc., etc. But it just seems that the cost is so high. I don't know if it's the weasel factor in Hollywood or what it is, but it just seems like you can't be happy in Hollywood. You just can't be. Your life is just such a tornado, and you can't trust anybody, and there's so many hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, and everybody is a rat and a stab in the back, and everybody will tell you you're great or that they love you, and it just goes on. And then a decade goes by, and you see on the E! Channel, you see the true Hollywood story about somebody, and you find out that the whole time this superstar was riding so high, their mother was dying of this, and their father was dying of that, and their sister was murdered, and her brother went to prison, and they have this problem, and then they got arrested, and then it's just one thing after another, and it just makes you wonder. You should always be happy with what you have. I'm a happy guy, always have been. I just wouldn't want to be anybody else. And I worry about people that are always waiting for X to happen so they can be happy when, you know, the trick is to be happy now. And I know it's easy to say, but if you chase some dream your whole life, and then you finally get your number one record, you get your number one movie, now what do you got? You got no friends, you got no one you can trust, you got no one that'll look you in the eye and say, hey, idiot, you just came off a high-profile romance, and now you're jumping into another one. What's it been, 90 days? Can you not go 90 days without a penis in your vagina? What is wrong with these nutty Hollywood people? They are just crazy. Another thing I want to mention, maybe if those of you in L.A. knew about this, the last 24 episode was very, very exciting. Tony, if you know who Tony is, him and his wife work at the terrorism thing. And the bad guy kidnapped Tony's wife. So Tony, now the acting director for L.A., he's got to do whatever the bad man says. And so the bad man's got him, the evildoer, he's got him jumping through all these hoops and sabotaging the investigation, which is damn serious because he's got this virus or whatever you call it, a plague, that in 6 hours can wipe out, you know, hundreds of millions of people. It can wipe out the Los Angeles area in 6 hours. It can wipe out New York. So we're talking life and death is the very least of what we're talking about. We're talking about life and death for cities and states. So the pressure is way high. The bad guy's got Tony's wife. And so Jack, the hero, the producer of the show, the big star, he kidnaps the bad guy's daughter from college. He proposes a trade. It's the only way they can pull this guy out into the open where they can swoop down and grab him. Meanwhile, Tony's wife escapes from the bad guy, calls them on the phone. And Tony's going, oh, darling, I love you so much. Where can I meet you? We'll get you to safety. And Jack's saying, no, we can't do that. If she gets to safety, there's no reason for this guy to make the trade. So, lady, you got to go back to the enemy, the guy with the virus, you got to go back and let them catch you again. And they're going, what are you, nuts? And he said, it's the only way. Don't use her for bait. The bad guy will never come out. And he's been blackmailing the president. Oh, this was kind of exciting. And it was kind of real because I'd never seen it before. 24, sometimes, you know, I got this love-hate thing. Sometimes I do the stupidest thing. Kim getting kidnapped twice inside an hour is just so unbelievably stupid. But the bad guy, for some reason, wanted the former head of the CTU, the terrorism unit, murdered. And he told the president, if this guy's dead body isn't delivered to me in, say, 3 hours, I'm going to let the virus go. So his hands being tied, the president ordered Jack to shoot this innocent agent in the back of the head. What choice did they have? If they say, shoot your buddy or we're going to blow up New York, what kind of options do you have? So, you know, they took him outside, and he said, let me do it myself. And they said, no, we can't trust you. He said, please. And so he put the gun to his own head, but he couldn't pull the trigger. So he said, Jack, you're going to have to do it. And Jack said, okay. And he said, God help me. And he pulled the trigger, blew the guy's brains out. You always hint at that, or you always have that as the tease, and then at the last second he gets out. But no, they just pulled the trigger, blew this guy's face off. Then the van showed up and picked his body up. Then he calls the president with another order, and the president said, no, I'm not following any more orders. Well, gee, Mr. President, if you had said that the first time, that guy'd still be alive. So, big time life and death. They got to catch this guy. So they have the Marines. You know, this is the president's ordering this, because this is, like I say, life and death for cities and states. So the Marines are preparing to swoop down on this area. The guy, of course, slips away, and he's running through that famous canal that they have in L.A., and a helicopter comes to pick him up. So Jack calls in the F-18s. Oh, he calls in them F-18s, and they come swooping in like an F-18 is wont to do, and they see this helicopter going to pick the guy up, so they just press a button. How'd it go?
I'm green down. Saunders has a helicopter. Call an air support now. I repeat. I've got a flight of two U.S. Marine F-18s just off the marina. Call sign Guardian Angel.
Copy that. Guardian Angel, this is Watchtower. We got hostile aircraft to Vector Bravo Tango. Jack, Marines are coming in. Take cover.
Bam! Missile blows up this helicopter, and this mofo ain't going nowhere. The only reason I bring all this up, they were afraid what kind of panic would break out in Los Angeles when they saw two F-18s flying very, very low and firing a missile. So, I don't know how you broadcast this and keep it a secret at the same time, but the Fox producers contacted the terrorism people and Homeland Security, and I'm sure the mayor and the governor and all this, they just had to contact everybody. They said, now listen, we're going to be running some F-18s here for the 24 TV show. It's nothing to be alarmed about. It's just a TV show, and I'd like to hear from some L.A. people. I know some, but I'd like to hear from some L.A. people if they remember, say, 90 days ago, seeing an alert that there's going to be some F-18s swooping over the city very, very low, very, very fast. But don't worry, it's a little drill for the TV show. So that would be interesting to learn. And last thing I got here, I want you to hear.
Clearly a very personal season. One of the most powerful and honest tribal councils we've had in a while, Final Tribal. So as you two sit there tonight, Amber, I'll start with you. After this whole season, you look at this jury, everything you went through, how are you feeling about your chances to win this game?
I think I definitely have a shot. I think it's going to come down to one vote. I think there's going to be one deciding vote. So I think I definitely have a shot.
Boston Rob, in many ways, this was your season. You dominated physically. And subject to a lot of controversy, you dominated strategically. How do you feel about this whole season for yourself?
Regardless of what happens here tonight with the vote, I feel like I already won. I have the most special girl in the entire world sitting here right next to me. If you don't mind, I'd like to say something to her. Amber, you came a long way in this crazy game. I've seen you at your highest high and your lowest low. And between it all, we worked together as a team to accomplish so much. It was really crazy, and in the end, I ended up falling in love with you. You're the most amazing person I've ever met in my entire life. And I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Think how strange it would be to meet someone on an island in the Pacific and to slowly fall in love with them. She's a real cutie, but the thing is, for weeks at a time, they couldn't bathe anywhere except in the ocean without soap. There was no makeup, no deodorant, I assume, no toothpaste, no hair grooming products, not even a change of clothes. It just sounds so unusual to fall in love with somebody who hasn't bathed in 2 weeks. Who doesn't wear deodorant? That just seems very peculiar. This Rob and Amber fell in love, and then it was all over. They got to see each other cleaned up. It's like, hey, check you out. You smell good for the first time since I met you. I know everyone wasn't in on the Survivor deal. Seemed like they did about 50 million people for the last show. Maybe that was Friends, but I know the last show was big. Anyway, Survivor's a really big deal around here. When the Survivor's on, nothing happens. Trust me. Mrs. Bart assumes control. And we are all living in her world when the Survivor's on from 7-8 on Thursdays, Central in Tulsa. Anyway, so that's the end of the entertainment report. Aren't you glad it was a lot shorter than the last one?
He's a rube from Knuckle Drag, Oklahoma, with an IQ of under 64. But he's got his tequila, and he has something to say. Bart Cop Radio.